How do we feel when human behavior is in our face for no reason? As Jane Andrews observes, it's hard to see nature when we feel provoked. This is A Walk in the Park.
On my commute, I constantly have to take a minute and settle down over drivers' vehicular behavior. People's cars and trucks say a lot about who they are, especially when they intentionally come within inches of my attractive and reliable middle-of-the-road sedan. That's not to say that I drive in the middle of the road. Cars are not really used these days to get from one place to another. They are literally a vehicle for how people feel. The majority of these roadway outbursts are unnecessary to get from here to there, but clearly show anger, hostility, frustration, and deep-rooted fear concerning something in their lives. Nature is hard to appreciate with all of this common road rage going on. It's important to keep our eyes on the road. Sometimes nature lets us know how humans and their cars have perhaps taken more space than we should. While on my way to work many years ago, close to a busy intersection, in a flash I saw a silhouette of a many-pointed deer. Then there was an explosion of glass revealing fur 3 inches from my face. The deer had run across the busy street and unsuccessfully tried to leap over my car. The weight of his body came through the windshield and destroyed the dashboard and console. The roof had collapsed everywhere except for the driver's seat as the deer stumbled off on broken legs. As much as I loved my car, I was more concerned about the deer. The officer on the scene pulled me from the wreckage and walked me toward the ambulance as I oddly begged him to spare the deer. He instructed the EMT to clean the glass fragments from my face, and then I heard him go back and put the deer out of his misery. I felt profound regret that people and their cars, I being one of them, take over land belonging to all of nature's creatures without a second thought. Today I am not so concerned about what I look like or ever having my feelings translate on the road. As long as I continue to explore how I feel, I know that others will be able to see me for who I am.
You have been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, airing each week at this time. Brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.